Your North Iowa news continues on 95.1 The Bull. A Northeast Iowa man accused of strangling a woman in 2022 has allegedly strangled another woman to unconsciousness. Waverly police arrested 50-year-old Brian Strike of Waverly after responding to a report of an assault in the 1600 block of 3rd Street Southwest around 8:30 Wednesday night. Strike has been charged with attempted murder, a Class B felony, and willful injury causing serious injury, a Class C felony. According to the criminal complaints, the victim told officers she had made dinner for her and Strike, but when they sat down to eat, he got up abruptly and said, quote, "It's time to kill you now," end quote. Strike is then accused of dragging the woman to her room, throwing her on the bed, and strangling her with two hands until she became unconscious. When the victim woke up, WPD says she shut and locked the door, but Strike kicked in the door, strangled her again, and then left the home. Strike later went to the Waverly-Bremer County Law Center to speak with officers, allegedly admitting, quote, "There was a tussle in his home." After he was placed under arrest, he also stated, quote, "I really tried to kill her. That's what I tried to do," end quote. Strike is being held in the Bremer County Jail on $50,000 cash-only bond. Court records show Strike was arrested for allegedly strangling another woman in August 2022. In December of that year, he pleaded guilty to domestic abuse assault causing serious injury with a count of assault impeding air blood flow dismissed. Strike was sentenced to 365 days in jail with all but 4 days suspended. However, on May 2nd of 2023, almost 2 years to the day prior to his arrest on Wednesday, Strike's probation was revoked for repeated parole violations. A North Iowa man has pleaded guilty to a federal charge for illegally possessing a firearm. The U.S. Attorney for the Northern District of Iowa's office says 28-year-old Brandon Mitchell of Mason City admitted during a plea hearing in Sioux Center to having two prior convictions for misdemeanor domestic violence and being an unlawful user of marijuana. Prosecutors say evidence further showed that on February 24th of last year, Mitchell received a 9mm pistol while he was under indictment for attempted murder, intimidation with a dangerous weapon, and possession of a firearm by a domestic abuser. Mitchell also admitted that during a search of his residence, he discarded a pistol out of a bedroom window in an attempt to avoid being found with the gun. He pleaded guilty on Wednesday to being a prohibited person in possession of a firearm and now faces up to 15 years in federal prison and a $250,000 fine when he's sentenced at a later date. Mitchell is also scheduled for trial July 8th on attempted murder in Blackhawk County after he was allegedly involved in a shooting in Cedar Falls in February of 2022, which left one man dead and two others injured. It's prom weekend for Charles City High School. Prom queen candidates include Marissa Avalar, Savannah Baldus, Corin Osier, Katie Heckers, and Kylie Parsons. King candidates include Carter Habercorn, Jackson Ruziska, Logan Knapp, Keaton Ross, and Tariq Satrio. CCHS prom festivities include the Grand March at 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon in Comet Gym at the middle school and the dance from 8:30 to 11:30 tomorrow night at the Youth Enrichment Center on the Floyd County Fairgrounds. Post-prom activities will be hosted in Comet Gym. Iowa State Patrol Trooper Tom Williams cautions students to make smart driving decisions to and from prom activities.
There's going to be a lot of people in the cars. Those passengers alone can be distractions. That driver needs to focus on driving. So, you know, just a lot of things going on in that car.
Williams says drinking and driving should always be off the table since students are not of legal drinking age. The top 10 finalists for the 16th Iowa's Best Burger Contest included a pair of Northeast Iowa eating establishments, Dan's Roadhouse in Cresco and Big Head Burger in Waterloo. However, neither won the top prize handed out by the Iowa Beef Industry Council and the Iowa Cattlemen's Association. The 2025 Iowa Best Burger title goes to Halftime Bar and Grill in Pleasantville. IBIC says after several years of the trendy Smash Burger claiming the Iowa Best Burger crown, Halftime Bar and Grill returns us to an original grilled patty. Sourced from a local meat locker, their all-beef patties are 8 ounces of fresh, never-frozen beef. You can decide if you want one or two patties for each burger selection. That is a lot of beef. Past Iowa Best Burger winners include Bambino's in Oshin, which claimed the top prize in 2021. The Charles City Community Center, home to regular Tuesday night bingo, will host a special bingo session this weekend.
We did this for Cabin Fever, and we had 106 people came to play. We couldn't have probably taken many more, but everyone really commented about that.
That's Judy Hauser, who says players can win big during their bingo bash this Saturday night.
The doors open at 5 o'clock. The bingo begins at 6:30 p.m. sharp, and we just can't take people that come in at 6:45 because we've already started. And so that's really important that people know it's at 6:30 p.m. There will be 23 chances to win for bingo, and there will be a $500 jackpot.
Hauser adds that bingo daubers are also available for sale at $2 each, and children accompanied by an adult can also play, though any winnings will be paid out to an accompanying adult. The Charles City Farmers Market will open its 2025 season tomorrow. The outdoor downtown market on Blunt Street adjacent to Central Park will be open from 9 a.m. to noon on Saturdays, as well as from 3:30 to 6 p.m. on Wednesdays through October 18th. Area vendors will be offering a variety of goods, ranging from fresh produce and baked goods to honey, eggs, plants, and craft items. New vendors are always welcome and can contact the Main Street Charles City office for more information. I'm Mark Pitts reporting at your North Iowa News on 95.1 The Bull, also available online at 95.1thebull.com.